Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter in der Sechte Schwiees, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Dalit. So we learned in the previous Mishnah that you can't do business with a pchar or other machalei sesuras, but it's only if it's an official business. Let's say, Lokach, he purchased pchar lemishta beno. He purchased a pchar for his son's chasana, or the regal, or for yamtiv. What do you mean he purchased a pchar? Don't you have to be makrevit on the mizbeach? How can you use it for the chasana or for your yamtiv suda? And the answer is, explains the Bat Tanura, we're talking about a balmum. The pchar was a balmum. It goes out lechulin, and it's mutter lezaren. Anyone can eat it. It belongs to the kohen, but the yid can buy it from him in order to eat it. Turned out at the end, v'loy tzarech loy, he didn't eat it. So what can the yid do with it now? Zak the Mishnah, mutter lemacher, it's mutter for him to sell it. That's not called doing business, because he didn't buy it to sell it. He bought it to use it. But somehow he miscalculated, and it turned out, or things changed, well, for whatever reason, he doesn't need it. Under these circumstances, you can sell it. Now, says the Bat Tanura, let's say you bought this pchar for 100. You don't need it, you can sell it, but you can't sell it for 120. You have to sell it for 100. Some Rishonim disagree, and they say under these circumstances, you can even sell it for a profit. Weiter sagt die Mishnah, Tzad Chaya. We're talking about hunters that hunt chayais, oifais, birds, vidagim, or fishermen. Shenes damnu lahem, they look into their nets, and they see, I have over here minim, tmeyan, different types of tamadika animals or fish, or birds. But that wasn't what he intended to catch. Zok the Mishnah, mutarim lemachron. It's mutter for these hunters to sell it. In other words, you can't set out to say, I'm going to catch minim tmeyim and make a business out of it. But if you're trying to catch goldfish, and suddenly there's a catfish in the net, you're trying to catch a pigeon, and a crow flies in, trying to catch a deer, and you caught a bear, you're allowed to sell them. So this is very unique, because most of the time when something is usser, it's usser, whether you plan to do it or it just happened. The reason we understand that the Torah is mekel is because it says beferish that if you have an avela, oymechar lenachri, or you can sell it to a nachri. It's one of the options. So the Torah clearly allows us to sell it. On the other hand, we're told you can't do business. So it must mean you can't do business, but if it happens to come your way, you can sell it. Rabbi Huda says, Afmi, even someone who's not a hunter, who's not a fisherman, but shenismanaloi lefi darkai, for whatever reason, he has a non-kosher animal, non-kosher bird, non-kosher fish, but he by chance didn't plan that way. But it comes his way. Zakta Mishnah lokeach umaycher. You can take it and sell it. What's the difference between Rabbi Huda and the first shita? According to the first shita in the Mishnah, if you're a professional hunter, this is your business, you're a fisherman, and you want to catch tuna. That's your job, to catch tuna. You don't want any other fish. And suddenly you look into your net and there's a shark over there. Okay, this is his business. So we're going to say, no, the shark you have to throw back in. Okay, you didn't intend to catch it, sell it. But stamazai, a regular person, it's not his parnosa. And a non-kosher animal or bird or fish comes his way, so don't sell it. That's the sheet of the Tanakama. That's where the Tanakama begins. Sode chayiv ha'ofis v'dogim. Hunters. Rabbi Yehuda says, it could be anybody. This person's a tailor. This person's a shoemaker. For whatever reason, he came upon a non-kosher animal. You can take it and sell it. As long as it's not his business. In other words, he can't go out to happen to find it. He can't fool anybody here. The Chachamim are saying, but the Chachamim say, no. If you're not a professional hunter or trapper, I can't let you do it. Now, the reason we're being so makel for professional people explains about Tanur that the hunters had to give a tax to the king. So if you're going to say they can't make any money and they have to pay the tax, they're really going to be in trouble. But other people don't have this pressure. So how many shitas are there in the Mishnah? There's the shita of the Tanakama, who says hunters can sell it if they happen to look into the net and see there's a non-kosher chaya oifer dag there. There's Rabbi Yehuda, who says even someone who's not a hunter, and then You have the Chachamim. Aren't the Chachamim saying the same thing that Tanakama is saying? So the Tosfos Yom Tov explains that according to the Tanakama, it's only if mamish you spread your net, let's say to catch tuna, and ich weiß, there's a shark. It's in your net. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it applies to anybody. We'll have that it came into your net. It's just you have an opportunity now. Take it and sell it. The Chachamim say no, that you can't do if you're not a hunter. But if it is your panas, if you are a hunter, it doesn't have to mamish come into your net. It just so happens, you see a shark, you see a catfish, you didn't set out to look for it, but you happen to see it as you're fishing, take it and sell it. As long as you don't officially set out to do it. Because he has no other way to pay up the tax of the king. A lot of different shittas in the Rishayna, but that I think is the simplest mahalach in our Mishnah.